is here, Scott Fisher.
Hey, Don, good morning.
From Gift of Wings and Two Kite Flights, the IKEA Family Kite Festival in Milwaukee and the Out of Sight Kite Flight in Kenosha, which has been going on for, what, since John Kennedy was president?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's about 24 years now we've been doing the Out of Sight Kite Flight.
I was close.
And you know what? You were there.
I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I remember most about the Out of Sight Kite Flight was that giant octopus.
Yes.
And it just sat there all day long in the sky. It just stayed there.
Well, you know, that octopus has grown. It used to be 100 feet. Now it's grown to 150 feet. It's a big kite.
And it stays up there.
It does.
All you have it anchored into the ground. And then you used to have, I don't know if you still do, those demonstration team.
Chicago Fire Kite Team.
They still coming in?
Well, they're not. They come into Milwaukee.
Right.
They don't come to Kenosha anymore, but we have a team called WOW, and it's from Washington, D.C., and WOW stands for Wings Over Washington.
Okay.
And they fly four-line kites, and so you've got five members flying, each flying a kite with four lines, and they're doing routines, and they do it to music. It's unbelievable.
Well, let's start off with the first one. It's coming up real soon. It's coming up May 23 and May 24. It's the IKEA Family Kite Festival. And this is at Veterans Park in Milwaukee.
Right.
How long has this been going?
That one's been going on for, I think this is our 40th. Wait a minute.
Really?
38th year.
So this one's longer than Kenosha. I didn't
this
know
one's
that.
Longer. Yeah.
All right. You got IKEA involved, huh?
We got IKEA. IKEA has been a great partner. We've been working with them for the last 3 years. This will be our fourth season with IKEA, and just couldn't be happier. They promote our stuff in Chicago, in Bolingbrook, and in Schaumburg, and up here in Oak Creek. And I think they're going to be promoting when they get down to Gurney Mills, which will be fun.
Oak Creek.
Yeah, Oak Creek. Oak Creek.
Oh, somebody said, when you heard somebody say Oak Creek, you said, only Hicks say Crick.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know what? You must be sitting on pins and needles like a few days before looking at that weather forecast.
Oh, you better believe it.
Because not only do you need sunshine, you need wind.
I need wind, and I don't need rain.
Yeah, well, yeah, that goes with anything outdoors doesn't need rain. But you got to have wind involved or a couple of, you know, bellicose people who know how to talk a lot, they can get the wind going. We were talking before we went on the air about that hot air balloon that landed in somebody's backyard.
Right. I saw the video.
Yeah. The guy there was no wind.
Yeah.
He couldn't move. He was just static in the air. And he said, I'm going to bring it down.
And he was running out of gas.
Right. Running fuel for the run. He had 13 people in that wicker basket.
Yeah.
And this guy goes out in his backyard, looks, and there's 13 people waving at him in a wicker basket.
Yeah, I know. I saw the video.
What is this? And the guy was masterful the way he brought it down. The balloon didn't touch anything. It was in a residential neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
But he had to wait for the wind.
Yeah. A great pilot.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about you've got the big opening ceremony, the big, 2,000, 3,000 kites, 600 kites?
Well, what we do is we have what we call the grand launch.
Yeah.
And the grand launch is where we launch 600 kites. And it's not us. It's we invite the public to come down, bring a kite. If they don't have a kite, they can certainly buy one from Gift of Wings.
You brought one with him today.
I brought one with me. And we do that to Mary Poppins' Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Right, yeah.
It's spectacular to see all of these kites in the air. And even if the wind is a little low, you know, they're running around out there. They get those kites up.
You know what the thing was? When I had kites as a kid, the biggest thing was, oh no, it's getting stuck on the phone pole wires. Or, oh, it's getting stuck on the tree. And you got to do it in an open area. Luckily, you have an open area.
Yeah, in Milwaukee, of course, it's Veterans Park. In Kenosha, it's Kennedy Park. And so wide open areas. One of the nice things about both of those parks is that we're right on Lake Michigan. So we always... I shouldn't say always.
No, don't say that.
Don't say always.
Put the whamma-jamma on this whole thing.
Yeah, we usually have great wind coming right off the water.
Let's give our rabbit's feet a big lucky rub.
That's right.
Now you said that. Okay, now we're going to talk about the dates, the times. Now this is the one in Milwaukee at Veterans Park. This is the Milwaukee one.
Right.
And the times are?
The times are from 10 a.m. until 6 a.m. on Saturday and 6 p.m. on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday with the grand launch both days at 12 noon.
And you also have a kids' mad dash at 2:30. Just kids.
Yeah, well, that's where we invite 100 kids each day to sign up and participate in the event to see who can get their kite the highest in 60 seconds, and we'll give them a free kite.
Now, in the Milwaukee one, that's where you have the Chicago Fire kite team, and they do it. It's all choreographed to music.
Oh, yeah.
And they really handle those kites. They're masterful. They have two, like, controllers
right.
on the kites, and I've seen them several times, and it's just wonderful to watch, mesmerizing.
Well, in Milwaukee, we also have a team called the Windjammers from Detroit, and the Windjammers, now I want you to imagine this. You've got five members on the team. Each member has 12 kites.
Ugh.
So you have 60 kites flying all at the same time, and then they each have two lines.
And they don't get tangled up.
They do. Well, we won't say that, but...
Put the whammy jam on it.
Yeah, don't do that, Don.
And They usually don't get
tangled okay. up. But they put on a show that'll just make you cry. It's so good.
Scott Fisher from Gift of Wings is with us today, and they put on two amazing... Well, actually, you do more than that
We
now.
Do more, yeah.
But two amazing ones coming up at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. It's the IKEA...
Family Kite Festival.
Family Kite Festival and the Out of Sight Kite Flight in Kenosha at Kennedy Park, yeah. which is the one I'm more familiar with because yeah. I've seen that. I've been there many, many times. Let's talk about the Kenosha one. What's on the... Bill of Fare. Now, you don't have the Chicago Fire down there anymore. Who do you have?
Well, we have a team. One of our favorite teams is called WOW, and Wings Over Washington, and they're from Washington, D.C. They fly four-line kites, so you've got five members, each with a kite that has four lines, and they do routines to music, and it's unbelievable. We also have somebody coming down, and a lot of your listeners will be familiar with him, Connor Doran. Connor Doran appeared on America's Got Talent, flying a kite indoors.
That was his talent?
That was okay, his talent. Right. Now, Connor has epilepsy.
Well, how do you fly it indoors?
Well, you just move a lot.
Oh, you got to run around with it.
Yeah, you got to run around with it. But
like Charlie Brown with his kite.
Yeah, exactly. And his kite has four lines. And so it was quite the entertainment piece. And Connor ended up coming in 12th out of 90,000 contestants. So I grabbed onto him, and he comes around to all of our events now.
Well, good for you. Excellent. That's great. Now, the one in Kenosha at Kennedy Park is June 6th and 7th. The one in Milwaukee is going to be May 23rd and 24th. So June 6th and 7th at Kennedy Park. Both these events are free, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
free, with free parking.
Yeah, you don't have to pay anything. Bring grandma, bring everybody, aunts, uncles, little kids,
everybody.
Bring the strollers
Plenty
with the kids.
Plenty of parking.
You still have that thing where the kids make their kites out of paper?
Yes. Yeah, we do. They work. They work great. It's just a little 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and with a little design on it. The kids color it and fold it, and up it goes.
Now, the grand launch there includes 500 kites at noon that day.
Right.
Both days.
About 500 kites in Kenosha, and that'll go off right at noon, and that's to Mary Poppins' Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Yeah. I remember that from the movie. Yeah. That was good. And you also give away 100 kites each day to the first 100 kids that sign up and participate to see who gets their kite the highest in 60 seconds. Huh?
Yeah, and that is a great contest for kids. But Don, I need, after this event, I'm going to need your help on tangling line. Can I count on you?
Oh, sure. I'll be there in a couple of months.
Is that a no?
Is that a problem?
Sometimes it can be.
Now, those big ones like the octopus that you have floating in the sky.
Right.
Now, you got to set those up, and hopefully nobody interferes with that line.
Well, no, nobody does. I mean, that is a 4,000-pound line. That's a big kite.
How heavy is that kite?
That kite is about 100 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
And it stays up there,
yeah.
Huh?
And we also have one in the shape of a shark, and we call it our IKEA kite because it says IKEA on the side. And that one's 100 feet long, and we hold that down with 4,000-pound line.
Let's talk about the other ones you have. Now, we talked about the one at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. And the Kennedy Park in Kenosha. You're branching out now.
Oh, yeah. We're going on May 2nd. We're going down to Graff Park in Wheaton, Illinois, and for the Go Fly a Kite Kite Festival. And that'll be on Saturday, May 2nd. And then the following week, we come back up to Greendale in Community Park, and we fly, and we call it Kites Over Greendale. And we'll be flying all of our big kites, and we've got a couple of performers there. Those are smaller ones. The ones in Kenosha and Milwaukee are huge.
Got to tell Cindy Huber, one of our announcers, she's in Greendale. Yeah. Kites Over Greendale.
Yeah.
They'll be flying right over her house.
They probably will be, too.
I want to get this in before we forget about it. You flew some blimps, not kites, but blimps. What are they? Remote control blimps.
Remote control blimps.
Yeah, well, tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I started flying blimps about 25 years ago for the Milwaukee Admirals. So we fly at every game.
And these are not like Goodyear blimps. These are smaller ones.
These are smaller ones of 15 feet.
Yeah.
But we were invited, our team from the Milwaukee Admirals was invited to fly blimps at the Final Four this year and the championship game. So we got to fly in the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis in front of 70,000 people, and it was quite the thrill.
That's terrific. Look at you. You know, most people have to go to work. They work in a factory. They work in an office. You fly kites for a living.
I fly kites, yeah.
What a great
Everybody
job.
Says, when are you going to retire? And I said, why? What am I going to do, fly a kite?
Yeah, you can do it from a wheelchair, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You just tie the thing to the wheelchair and just, you know, fly it from a chair.
Sure.
Yeah, that's like me, too. My mother said, are you going to do this forever in radio? I said, why not?
Why not?
why would I want to work for a living?
You know, I should also mention, Don, that we have something called a candy drop.
Oh, yes, the candy. The candy drop, yeah.
And we're gonna drop. Imagine you're 10 years old and candy is falling from the sky.
Now, the kids are not under the candy.
They're under the candy.
Really? Yeah. All right. Because I remember them making a mad dash for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're under it and they're making a mad dash. I'm hoping one of these days we can drop gummy bears. From Haribo, our friends to the south in Pleasant Prairie. Wouldn't that be great? Gummy bears falling from the sky.
If they're wrapped.
Yeah, they'd have to be wrapped.
Okay. I want a quick review because I want to get all this information in now. Coming up on May 23rd and 24th at Milwaukee Veterans Park, it's the IKEA Family Kite Festival. Free event, free parking. Don't have to spend anything. There's food. Your kite store will be there. If you want to buy a kite, you can do that. Or you can bring your own kite. Doesn't make a difference. Then you've got the out-of-sight kite flight. That's also IKEA, isn't it?
Right, that's IKEA.
Oh, IKEA out-of-sight kite flight, June 6th and 7th at Kennedy Park in Kenosha. Again, free event, free parking. The Milwaukee hours are?
Milwaukee hours are 10 until 6 on Saturday and 10 until 5 on Sunday.
Okay, and the Kenosha hours?
Kenosha, 10 until 5, both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Free parking, free event. Bring the kids, bring granny, bring everybody.
Bring everybody. And I just want to thank and a big shout out to our friends over at IKEA because they have really stepped up to the plate and helped us make these a lot more successful.
Got to get you in here before the Kenosha one.
Yeah. Well,
people have a short memory. We got to remind them.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
We always do it, Don.
Yeah, and we got you in here, too. And you brought, so what's this kite here? This is a one-string kite, right?
This is a single-line kite. Yeah. It's a Delta. And you just put a line on it, and you let out a little bit of line, 5 or 6 feet, and just let the wind do the work.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty nice, too. It's a
and
nice kite.
And I think, if my memory serves me, I think you flew some of these in Kenosha in Kennedy Park.
I've been there so many times I could have.
Yeah, I think you have.
I don't know, my running days with a kite are over, but yeah, I used to love kites when I was a kid. The problem was we didn't have any empty fields. There were nothing but trees and telephone lines, and so you couldn't let it up too high.
Well, and the other problem back then was that kites were made out of paper and sticks.
Yes, paper.
And they didn't last very long.
And you had to put them together. It was a hole. Your dad had to help you. You had to get the wood things, and then you got to get the paper wrapped around, and
And that, you know, that's sort of the fun, but they didn't last long. Now, these kites are made of nylon and graphite spars.
And you have to put them together.
You don't have to put them together, and they last forever.
I remember my father getting the wood sticks, the two sticks, making the cross with the wood sticks. Then you have to wrap the paper around it, and you follow the instructions.
Yep.
And you had to get the strings in the right place. Yeah, I forgot about the paper ones. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of memories with kites.
So where's the Gift of Wings, your place?
The Gift of Wings is located, of course, in Greendale. We've got a great, great store in Greendale. And in Franklin, on Highway 100 in Loomis. And we also have our big kite store down in Veterans Park, right off of Lincoln Memorial Drive, downtown Milwaukee. It's a big park with lots of wind.
There's lots of wind in this studio when I talk. Scott, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, Don. Thanks a lot. Scott. And Don?
Yes.
Go fly a kite.
Yeah. You love saying that to people, don't
I do.
You? Yeah. Scott Fisher from Gift of Wings and the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight in Kenosha and in Milwaukee. It's called the IKEA Family Kite Festival. They're both coming up soon. Where do they go online if they want to find information?
You can go to giftofwings.com.
There you go. Giftofwings.com. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Don.